Mr. Yang, do you happen to know the answer to that? Please give us your name and address. And by the way, that control, that microphone is not turned on.
Barry Yan. I'm an architect at Zimmerman Architectural Studio for this project. The site is 152 acres. The building on the site is comparatively very small, and the total new addition has only about 890 square feet. Based on the, we have a very small survey for the office addition portion, so we understand how many small trees will be cut out and how many feet the existing service driveway will be pushed out. On the new addition for entrance and the vestibule will cover existing brick pavement. So basically, the addition further out from the existing building is so small, only the service driveway will push out to the existing trees.
And so how close to wetlands or other protected plants and other things might be affected?
If we look at the whole site, the building is at the north. The building is at the north side of the lake. We have indicated 100 feet from the building corner to further south. And after 100 feet, there's no overlap with existing lake. There's no overlap to cover the existing wetland area.
I guess I'm in favor of the project, but contingent upon having a professional look at the wetlands and other species out there.
Thank you, Mr. Manager.
Thank you.
Any other questions for staff?
Mr. Deal, I guess I'd like a motion to approve resolution amending site plan for property located 9701 West College Avenue to allow for replacement of existing driveway, an office addition, a lobby, and vestibule addition to the existing Weir Nature Center building, tax key number 706-999-9900. With the amendment that the wetlands be delineated by
Certified
delineator. You're welcome to.
Now, by that, do you mean assured delineator?
Yes, I mean assured delineator.
There are only a few of those. It could take a while to get one out there to do the delineation. I don't know if they have a time frame that they want to do this in, but if it's an assured delineator, it might take a while to get one out there.
Maybe it doesn't need to be assured delineator. It can be a delineator. I'll amend the motion, yes.
Second.
Discussion of that motion. Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Aye. Motion carries. 4-0. Move on to item D2, Plan Development District Number 37, Baseball Stadium Construction Site Plan Amendment. Mr. Deal.
Thank you. Also in your packets, this is also a site plan amendment, no public hearing required. This is for this Ballpark Commons Stadium. This would be phase three of its construction. As you may recall, phase one was just moving dirt. I believe that's underway now. Phase two is to build the baseball field itself and a concrete seating bowl. And then as part of that phase two, they did get approved all the pavement and concrete that goes along above the stadium seating, which is the concourse area, fences, lights, those things. But the phase two approval did not include any of these structures. So phase three is primarily approval of the structures. However, they have also redesigned the plan to lower the playing field by 7 feet. So that does change the grading and all that kind of elevations and stuff. So that is part of this phase three approval as well. It is a site plan amendment. So the plan commission will have the ultimate decision on this. Staff is recommending that this project be tabled. There are a lot of inconsistencies between the three plans. There's an architectural plan that has renderings and elevations. There's a civil site plan, and there's an overall site plan. There's a lot of inconsistencies between those. Some of the information is missing. Probably the most important thing I should have to point out is one of the things that they're asking for is approval, pre-approval of certain things, one of which would be all the vendors inside the building would be pre-approved, meaning that they don't need to get a zoning compliance. I would point out that a zoning compliance is required by the Unified Development Ordinance, and I believe if that's what the Plan Commission wanted to agree to, it would take a special use amendment or a UDO text amendment to be able to make that kind of a change. Staff is not recommending support of that change. However, if the Plan Commission is interested in that, that would be one of the reasons I would be recommending table to go back, decide whether we need to do this through a special use amendment or a UDO text amendment, and then try to identify how we would do that. But that's only one of the reasons why I'm asking the table. I would assume that if you guys do wish to approve this as normal, as usual, we also have in that resolution that was handed out at your seats all the conditions that staff would recommend if you would want to approve this project tonight instead of tabling it. I also believe the applicant has a presentation that they would like to give.
Before we get to that, Joel, at what point do we see the proposed infrastructure such as the sound system and the photometrics for the lighting?
The photometrics is part of the lights that was previously approved, and that's one of the conditions that they have not addressed yet. So they have to do a comprehensive lighting plan for the ball field as it goes along with the rest of the stadium and the rest of the adjacent parking lots and stuff. We don't have that information yet. That is also one of the conditions I have in this resolution as well, because I'm recommending that they have decorative lighting. So I'm recommending that that decorative lighting be incorporated into the comprehensive lighting plan.
And sound system?
They didn't give us any information in that. I don't think there is any information in that regard. So they would have to come back and ask for that.
Grab the mic. Greg?
Microphone.
Let's get you before you sat down.
Thank you.
Let's do the name and address.
Certainly. Greg Marceau, 8820 South 68th Street in Franklin. I'm part of the development team, I think, as most people probably realize at this point. So as far as the sound and the lights, we did submit and have the photometrics approved for just the stadium. Excuse me. We do owe the city staff yet the comprehensive light piece of it that incorporates all the different lights from the golf and the baseball field and the parking and everything into one photometrics. We actually have that complete, and then we've decided, or we're looking at upgrading the stadium lighting to a better LED light. So we're looking at what that does to the photometrics and redoing that. It should help as far as directing light on the field and not having as much spillover. So that's in the process of getting done now. When we get to that, we'll get that to the staff to review. As far as the sound, unless I'm recalling something incorrectly, what was approved is we have to meet the sound decibel level per the Milwaukee County agreement at the property line. It did not have a specific system that we had to meet or approve as far as the sound within the stadium. Long as we do meet the requirement at the property lines per the monitoring devices that are going in, that's what we have to hit. And it's really going to be a matter of volume. Understood.
Who's designing that? I don't want us to get into the same situation we had with the lights, the are now at the existing ball fields where we didn't do the work in advance. Now we have to go back and do it again.
So the status update with that is we had a designer on board. We had the project started. We've decided to go a different direction with the designer, and they've got proposals now that are getting vetted on who we should continue with. So it hasn't been designed yet.
The reason for my concern on that is, one, for the neighbors,
mm-hmm.
the system that you put in there can be such where the sound doesn't even leave the bowl. That's what I'm looking for. That's not part of the agreement, but that's what I'm looking for. And I have a concern that the appropriate sound system is designed and put in that does protect the surrounding fields and the neighbors. And that may require either a central stack in the center field or distributed around the outfield or in the bowl. And you guys need to put in the infrastructure to make that happen.
And that is, the distributed audio is the direction that is being taken with it. And if you'd like, I'd be more than happy when we get it to a point in a preliminary sense to review with any one of the staff or you guys, would be happy to do that before anything is finalized.
For the neighbors in the audience, a distributed sound system means lower volume, less noise. Okay. You wanted to tell us something?
Are these guys, if they're done with that piece?
All right. Joel, do you want to list your concerns, or how do you want to do that?
If the Plan Commission is interested in recommending approval tonight, yep, we'd have to walk through each one.
Which I would like to do as well, if we get to that. If we can just do a slight introduction and go through this, I brought Alex with the Trito Group, with the architects of the building, and as Joel alluded to, this is the Phase 3 portion of the stadium, which by my account is the last major hurdle we need to get approved for the ballpark commons, the Phase 1 part of the development anyway. So we have, as Joel mentioned, the seating, the field itself, the concourse, the main areas, the lights, the light pole heights, and that sort of thing have all been approved between Phase 1 and Phase 2. Tonight we're up looking at the buildings, which the buildings themselves for the stadium. And what he had alluded to, and I just wanted to touch on it, is the only major change in the design of the stadium is we lowered the entire stadium, the field itself, 7 feet from where we had it before. So before, the stadium was basically flush with the parking lot, the field itself, and now we've recessed the stadium 7 feet into the ground, so the field is 7 feet lower than the parking lot. You still have a 13-foot height difference from the top of the concourse to the field level, like where the stadium seating is, and none of that has changed. We just lowered all of that 7 feet. It lowers the berm. It recesses the field. We did it for primarily geotechnical reasons because this is the one product we are building on the landfill, on the site, besides parking lots. And that was the main reason behind, but in dealing with the sound people and going through that and the lights, it lowers everything 7 feet as well. All the light heights are set off the field itself. So now by lowering it, you lower the light 7 feet. You concentrate the sound better, those sorts of things. So besides that, which is in the grading plans that you guys have, it's pretty hard to look at. The only thing you notice is there's less grading lines on the south end from the concourse to the street level. The berm is still 15 to 18 feet above street level on the south end, but it was 7 feet higher than that prior. So we lowered that down, and the other main thing this evening then is the architecture of the buildings. I do want Alex to kind of walk through some of the rationale, and he was the brainchild behind it, so I thought I'd give him the credit.
Alex Van Austin, 756 North Milwaukee Street. So I think what I'll do is just start out with the site plan and bring everybody up to speed. Excuse me here. All right. All of the buildings are a series of separate buildings that are dispersed around the site. We have the primary building, which is the press box, which is located at the south of the site. Oh, that helps. Thank you. So we have the press box, the south of the site. We have a series of restrooms that are happening adjacent to that press box. We have the locker rooms that are up at the north of the site that's next to the parking lot. We have the entry building, and then we have a series of smaller concession stand buildings that are made out of shipping containers. And those are located here, over here in right field, and then at the entry to the beer garden.
So there's three containers.
So the architectural buildings would be building one, building four, 4A, four, and 4B, and five. The shipping containers are buildings two, three, and six. Building two is a series of four shipping containers. And I've got renders of that, so I can explain it more as we go through it.
Let's take care of that. That's an issue, so let's take care of that. Mr. Deedle.
I would mention that building, I believe building number one is partially constructed out of cargo containers.
We do also have that, and I'll run through that when I show the plan of it.
And then there are the cargo storage containers by the locker rooms, by building five, and then the future buildings, which would be those concession stands in the future on the north end, might be cargo containers as well.
So what specifically is your issue there?
So from the cargo standpoint, cargo container standpoint, I don't have any direct opposition to that because they have reduced the number of cargo containers than what they were previously envisioning. I do like the cargo containers as they've used them to set up the entry to the beer garden. I do like them. I do not think the entrance is conducive to the use of those cargo containers. I think the entrance to the stadium is very underwhelming. For the storage areas, I don't have too many concerns as long as it's more tucked away, out of the way kind of things. They do use some of the cargo containers, again, building number three and building number six, for concession-type uses. I'm not too thrilled about that, but because it's so many less than what I thought they would originally have, I'm okay with it.
So there really is nothing we can put our finger on for an ordinance?
Other than the right now, site plan, if we're open to approving this with conditions and stuff and revisions, the only one I'd really be recommending is the change to front entrance to remove cargo containers and put something else there. I'm okay with all the rest of them.
And we don't have the rendering right now, but we did change the entry. We tried to make it more of we canted the structure, and we tried to hide the shipping containers in a way that they would be more attractive. So I don't have that rendering here with me, but I'd be happy to share it with you as soon as possible. Sure.
Can you guys, it's not super easy to see, but you can tell where the field is on this rendering, where we're at within the site?
So home base is right there. Yep.
You got the idea?
Mm-hmm.
We got that too?
Okay. And what I'm showing in this slide is not shown on our drawings at this point, but it's potential locations for future bars and different buildings. So those are located in the outfield.
And if I may actually just comment on that as we go through, the idea on the future buildings not needing a zoning compliance, that was not my intent. My intent was to be able to, if they're within the theme of the stadium and they fit the look and feel that we have, that the approval for a new vendor or a new container could be done at a staff level to simplify that and not have to come back to plan commission.
There's two issues here. One is the zoning compliance, which is the use, and then there's the site plan amendment or minor site plan amendment for the buildings. So I have some concerns with the minor site plan for some of the buildings, but it's a minor concern. It's the use approval for the zoning compliance that I have the problem with.
And that I did not have. That I was not trying to do anything different than normal. The zoning compliance end and the permit for that we fully anticipated, and it would be if we could get them considered as minor amendments, at least as a first level to, if we could present them to staff and get staff to agree that they fit the theme, that we could get them approved as a minor amendment that did not have to come back to Plan Commission. Not that we're trying to hide anything, but this is a lengthy process. As we switch vendors or we need approval for a new vendor over the years to be able to do that on a more simplified level, if it's all within the stadium or even within one of the existing containers. So clearly, if we can't come to an agreement with staff on something, then I'd like to have the option then to take it back to Plan Commission. That was my intent.
Our current policy, Mr. Deedle, is that zoning compliance is a staff-level decision.
But in their response to my comments, they said that they didn't want to do the zoning compliance at all.
And I was then I misread what that was.
Is there a condition relating to that?
No, because I was going to state that I don't think we can address that in a site plan amendment. We'd have to do it through a special use amendment.
We're done. Okay. Go ahead.
Okay.
I'm sorry. That issue is done.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not going to stay too long on these slides, but I want to at least show you the plan of the entry structure. There's a canopy, which would serve as cover for a shipping container that will sell tickets out of it. And then on the back side of that container, there'll be another one that they'll sell, you know, hats and shirts, things like that out of.
And that would also have the first aid station in that one as well.
I'll show this as well. And this is the compilation of the shipment containers at the beer garden. We'll have two containers back-to-back so we can have a kitchen in there. There's going to be another shipping container that serves as a bridge so that people will be able to climb up on these and interact with it and come up to a second level on top of this container.
And if I just may on that one, some of the confusion, I think, between the site plans, when you look at the civil drawing, it appears as if there's three containers stacked next to each other instead of the two that he had. But the far north one is actually a landscape area in front of the kitchen side of that one.
What building is that?
Go back to the beer garden. So where those two are on the civil plan, it appears as if there's three stacked next to each other, and the third one on that end is actually a landscape cutout in the asphalt that's there. So it makes it appear as if there's more shipping containers than what are intended.
And our original intent was just to have one container, but we needed more space for the kitchen and the cooler and all those things. So.
Sorry.
No problem. So this is one of the components of Building 4. It's, there's a bathroom component, and then there's a covered area in front that will be rentable VIP areas that will have a view of the playing field. This is the first level of the press box. We're showing here is a concession stand and then a kitchen, and then two stairs that lead upstairs to the suites and to the press box. This is the
elevator.
Elevator right there. There.
Sorry.
Not a problem.
That was a rookie mistake. I knew that was an elevator.
And this is the other. So there's building 4, 4A, and 4B. 4A and 4B are the same building, so this is what you're seeing is the other side of that. And then we have the locker rooms at the north end of the site that also have another grouping of public restrooms. You'll have your primary locker room and then your visiting team locker room here, and then there's a space for the officials to change.
Really shorten the visitors on shower space.
They, that,
they sure
they
did.
They don't want to make it two nights for the visiting team.
It's part of the strategy, I think.
Four toilets, a very small shower.
That the locker room area, a lot of this was derived off the new stadium that Zimmerman has in Kokomo, Indiana for one of his teams, and they've been running that for 3 or 4 years now, and that we've made modifications to what that facility has, because of the three facilities he runs, that's the most efficient one as far as the buildings go. So we've done layouts based off of that, then input back from their operations guys.
I'm okay if you guys want to irritate your closing team. Your business, not mine.
League rules, we have to give them something.
So this really isn't doing it justice. This is an elevation of the entry. You'll see it better in the rendering, but you'll have your entry canopy. To the right, there's a gate that you'll enter through, and there'll be lighting above you. And then to the left, there's an area for people to pull up and buy tickets. And then in addition, this canopy not only serves as cover for the selling of tickets, but it also serves as signage. So you'll have the naming rights right there. This is the side of that structure. And again, Joel, this is showing how the structure now is. It was flat in the previous submittal, but now we're providing a cant up at the underside of it. And then also we're providing, you can't see it in this image, but there will be wood on the underside of that to kind of highlight that as a place where you would enter into the stadium.
These containers that I see on the southwest elevation, you going to leave the doors on them?
Yeah, we think that's part of the aesthetic. It's kind of a rustic thing. So we'll
okay.
I mean, they'll be very nice. But we don't want to make them too nice. So we want them to still be perceived as shipping containers.
So yeah, I want it to be all brick. I want it to be very expensive. So as long as we're clear, right, Greg?
Yeah, there's no shortage of expense on this.
So I'm going to go to the renderings now. It'll do more justice to things. Yep. So this is a view towards the press box. You see the covered areas on either side. Those would be rentable VIP spaces. I think there's a total of 10 of them. First level of the press box is concessions. Second level, there's another rendering closer to that, but you'll see there's a press box in the middle. Two interior suites on either side that have a roll-up door so they can be completely made to be open to the exterior, and then a deck, an exterior, permanent exterior deck on either side.
This is the setting sun.
Not the glare from the light.
Yeah. And we're starting to show the entire stadium at once here in this rendering. What you're seeing is the grass seating area out in right field. The press box is located there. The beer garden is over in that direction, and then the locker rooms are at the north of the site there. These grass areas are future locations of the future buildings. However, in the interim, they would be grass, and they would have seating so people could enjoy them.
So as a spectator or a fan, I enter here?
You enter right there.
Or here, yeah. So I got to come this way, going through the gate. How is this gated? This is a separate level from the stands.
Go to the other side.
Yeah, the other side. Okay. All right. Yep, so the entry is right there. You come in, it's essentially flat, and then you come up some stairs, and then you're at this level. And this level is continuous all the way around.
A different way. Originally you said come in that way.
No, you're able to come both directions.
Yeah. I'm fat. I'll come in this way.
Okay. Oh, I got a question.
Yes.
Oh, and then read.
So is that all berm? And so those lights are actually below the berm by lowering it 7 feet?
They're in the berm. So they're lower from the berm, yes. The berm came down and the lights came down and the field all came down with it.
Why do you have to lower the berm? Can't you leave the berm?
Well, we lowered it when we lowered the field.